Environmental groups are calling on the Obama administration to stop issuing permits for all offshore drilling in Arctic waters. Shell has conducted some exploratory work in the Arctic already, and ConocoPhillips permits begin in 2013. Charles Clusen is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
We have learned this week from the COIC the risks of Arctic exploration extend beyond the Arctic itself and all up and down the supply line. That also so happens to be the fragile Pacific coastline from Seattle to the top of the world. And if Shell, one of the most profitable companies on Earth, can buy its way to safety, if they can't, nobody can.
Clusen says it's too soon to determine whether it will bring suit against Shell for the Culex grounding. The NRDC will wait to see if any oil spills from the rig. Lois Epstein is the Arctic Program Director for the Wilderness Society. Epstein is an Alaska engineer who also serves on the Federal Ocean Energy Safety Advisory Committee. She says Shell's planned Arctic operations put too much of a burden on too small of a fleet.
The exploration plan needs to be reviewed at a minimum by the administration, because built into that plan was using the Culex drilling rig as the emergency relief well drilling rig for the Noble Discoverer, which was going to operate in the Chukchi, and vice versa.
Epstein says it would be too difficult for Shell to replace the Culex altogether, and it will be some time until the company knows the extent of the damage to it.